Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast, and be sure to tell your friends about the podcast as we come down the stretch in men's basketball. We're visiting with Justin Leslie, the head coach at Midwestern State. Mustangs took 3 out of 4 in a recent homestand and are headed on the, in some ways, the most rigorous road trip, going to Alpine and Silver City on the same road trip. We'll talk about the upcoming road trip, but let's kind of put a cap on the homestand. You ended up splitting this past weekend against Eastern New Mexico and West Texas, and just from a comment you made as you walked in, I can tell the Eastern New Mexico game is still a little bit under your skin.
No, there it was. It was a fantastic homestand. Two great games just really good opponents that you know are going to test you to be at your best. And unfortunately, anytime you have a 1-point game, there are a lot of shoulda, coulda, wouldas throughout that perhaps could have tilted the outcome in your favor. And as I just reflect on that game, you want to win every game, but it was a tough one to take. And I'm probably leading you into the next point, but I was proud of how the guys responded, getting ready and coming back out and earning a victory on Saturday.
Yeah, and I thought that was particularly impressive because the turnaround is so quick in the LSC. When you lose a tough game on Thursday, you got to turn right around. You don't even really get a full 48 hours because you're playing Saturday afternoon, and it's not something you want to see often, but it's a good trend your team has.
Sure.
When you do lose, you're bouncing back quick. You're not going into some kind of tailspin.
Well, you can't feel sorry for yourself in this thing, because if you allow yourself to have a lull, you can easily rattle off multiple losses in a row in this conference with the quality of teams that we have and face on a nightly basis. But Friday was tough. The game on Thursday against Eastern was terribly physical. It really took its toll on a lot of the guys, just from they're a big, strong, athletic team as we are. And you look at the number of just collisions and things that happened throughout the course of the game. It was a game that there weren't a lot of fouls called either. So it got more physical as the game went on. And so I was concerned heading into Saturday how they were going to be physically, because we weren't able to do a lot of on the court prep on Friday for WT. It had to be more film, more walkthrough type of stuff. But the guys did a good job. And I think as the game got going on Saturday, we were without a doubt the fresher, tougher team as the game went on. And I think it showed in a pretty dominant second half defensive performance on Saturday against West Texas.
Yeah, I got a chance to visit with Will Shepherd after the game. By the way, Will, this is going to sound odd, but that's about as good a minute as you can have in a college basketball game. The last minute of that game, he had a three-pointer, a block shot that he kept in play, got a foul, hit 2 free throws to ice the game. Talk about contributing on both ends of the floor at clutch time in the final minute of a game. That was quite a performance he had.
You're exactly right. I mean, I thought Will had I told him he had a really good start to the game, and then equally with that finish there in closing it out. And I think that that was just indicative of another one of the players just understanding it's not always just making a shot, but intangibles that go into winning a big game in a critical moment. There was a lot that went into that last minute and that success there. Reggie gets the ball in the post. One of the things that we do is we really work on spacing around the post when it goes in there. And we had a sacrificial cut, good spacing at the top, good spacing on the strong side, and the Will was in the backside. And Reggie was able to find him for that three. And I think that, it just speaks to, again, in crunch time, doing what it takes to win. It's not always just, that player going and making it happen. Don't get me wrong, that was a big shot that he had to step up and hit. But there was a lot going on with the other four guys on the floor. And then to go finish it, I think it was last year, our first home game against Pueblo. It was Will's first game playing here in Dale Ligon. And he got the ball at the end of the game on a rebound, similar to that after that block shot. And it was like a hot potato. He was trying to get it out of his hand and pass it out. And I'm like, no, Will, ball. You're a big, strong man that they're not going one, they're not going to take it from, but two, they foul you. You're a good free throw shooter. You go make your free throws.
He's an 82% free throw shooter for his career here.
Exactly. And so that I was pleased that he was able to hang on to that and then have the poise to step up and knock down the free throws.
Yeah, and I kind of derailed myself, but when he talked to me in the post game, he talked about the disappointment of because you had a 13-game home winning streak, and he was disappointed. He wanted to win out at home over the course of the season.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That would have been a special accomplishment, but I think it speaks more to just the quality of the environment that we have here at DL Ligon. You know, we had really good crowds over the course of the weekend. They were into it. It got loud. It was fun. And that provides just a special boost. And when you get the fans to come in here and support you, you know, you lean on them. So you kind of want to reward them for their efforts with a victory. And it hurt a little bit because we know we left some points and possessions out there on the table on Thursday night. And to beat good teams, you can't do that.
Looking big picture, you still have a really good chance to be a number three seed. I know I'm getting way ahead here because we still got a month of regular season basketball to play. Yeah. But the big picture is you can still be in a really good position for the Lone Star Conference tournament.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, we are in a great spot. We're in a great spot for the Lone Star tournament seeding. We're certainly in the fight. We need a little bit of help with St. Mary's and DBU on that other division. Given, I mean, just call it like it is. Look at the records. Our division is much stronger than the other.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And so it's going to be hard for anyone in our division to catch them without a little bit of good fortune, right? But at the end of the day, we're in a very strong position for postseason play, both in the Lone Star Conference and in the regional. And we just need to keep focusing on getting better so that we're playing our best basketball as we head into the final weeks of the season and into March.
Yeah, and one of the reasons you're in a good spot is you've got Permian Basin coming here, and you've got a home and home coming up with Lubbock Christian at the end of the season. And those are two of the teams that you're fighting with. So
anything can happen.
You can kind of control your own destiny to an extent.
Sure.
But first, before we get to that big homestand coming up against Permian Basin and Angelo State, and that should be a great weekend here in at Midwestern State, you got to go on the road. And these are teams at the bottom of the standings. Anybody can look at the standings and see that. But this is as tough a road trip. I'm going to Kingsville and Laredo is tough, but it's cake compared to this road trip going to Alpine and Silver City. This is not an easy trip.
Yeah, our road trips to finish the season are certainly no joke. Going to Alpine, a place that we've never been to play Sol Ross, so we're not entirely sure what to expect with everything else on the court. We've already played them, and you know this is one of those situations where we just have to be very present, controlling what we can control, and with this, it's going to be having the best possible just focus and preparation and just mentality heading into that game to do whatever it takes to earn a victory. And then, you know, we shift gears heading over to Western New Mexico. And they're tough to play at home. Both of these games are a little bit of altitude. You know, you right. factor that in. It's a tough place to play. And Western, I mean, gosh, they didn't do very well when they came here the last time. I think we played a very good game to keep them comfortably behind us, but then they followed that up with a win out at Lubbock Christian.
Right. Which is not an easy place to win, as we well know.
Absolutely not. And they went this last weekend and almost beat Angelo at Angelo. And so this is another team that if we're not completely locked in and focused, we could be in for a world of hurt. We need to respect our opponents. They each feature two guards that are very good scorers. So you know, it's not that they have a team where they're going to have four or five guys that can potentially blow up. I mean, they lean pretty heavily on two guards, both of those teams. And you know, I think with that being said, we need to just really be on top of the scout, things that we're willing to give up and things that we're not, and making things as hard as we possibly can for those four guards on this trip. And, you know, I think that's our best ticket to victory.
You beat both of these teams convincingly here at DL Ligon Coliseum. And I think as a fan, you go, oh, well, these are games. We got this in the bag, but it's a whole new day, isn't it?
Well, Sol Ross, they didn't play very well when they were here. All right, I think we played well to kind of make them look like they weren't as good. But then, you know, 2 weeks later, the next weekend, they go on the road to Eastern New Mexico and score 110 points and beat Eastern New Mexico. So, you know, just as I already mentioned, Western New Mexico goes on the road and they beat Lubbock Christian. You know, you can't play the comparative score game. It just doesn't work. The other reality is we've got, I think, the best home court advantage in the Lone Star. We're not going to be playing in DL Ligon this weekend. We've got a long bus ride. We've got situations that are just going to be brand new that we have to figure out. And with that, you know, lack of familiarity, sometimes things can get a little bit out of whack, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that we just really stay present in the moment and not allow ourselves to be distracted by anything else.
Well, and this is where it's nice to have a veteran team, right? Because they are, for the most part, aware of all of these things you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. They know. I mean, you got to go play the game in front of you. Every game has its own kind of story and feel to it. We need to make sure that, again, being veterans, stay present. Have that, I mean, we talk about having a 1-0 mentality, just winning this game, winning this possession, and just keeping our horizon short so that we're able to go out there and just focus on what's right in front of us and not be distracted by anything else.
The one thing you did really well against Sol Ross, you dominated the boards in that game. Is that a point of emphasis going into this game on Thursday?
Well, believe it or not, it's a point of emphasis on every game.
I'm sure that's the case.
Well, what we try to focus on is possessions in general. We just want to have more possessions than our opponent. Some nights it's going to be we're forcing more turnovers. Other nights it's going to be on the glass. But I think more than anything, it's just about, you know, we use points per possession metrics with our team. Well, you can throw that out the window if the other team gets 5 to 10 additional possessions. If they get more shots up, even at a lower percentage, you know, you can throw the analytics out. So percentages of possessions matter, and we need to really do everything we can to be intentional about rebounding. You always have to rebound well when you go on the road. You also have to value the ball. You can't turn it over while you're trying to turn the other team over. So while we try to force tempo a little bit, we also have to be very mindful that we understand the risk reward on each possession.
And you don't want to be reckless.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It seems like we talk a lot about offensive rebounding and second chance points, but I was looking, you're one of the better defensive rebounding teams in the league, and sometimes I think that gets overlooked.
Sure, sure. Well, part of it too is there are a lot more defensive rebounds in our games than a lot of others, simply as a result of our low field goal percentage.
I was going to say, because you're playing such good...
When you make teams miss like we do, well... You got to go get the board. And so there are plenty of opportunities for us, but conversely, there are plenty of opportunities for our opponents. So there have been a lot of times this year where teams they're cold, they're not making shots. And, you know, I'm not in the other huddles to know exactly what the coaches are saying, but I am pretty confident that there are times in the game when the coach just says, hey, just go start crashing the boards. We're missing, we're not hitting shots, just everybody run on in there. And I think that that's something that it's going to continue to be, you know, a point of emphasis for other teams when we make a miss.
You've got these two games coming up. As we mentioned, you've got the long road trip, and then you come back home. As you evaluate where your team is right now, would you say you're where you want to be, or there's areas where you still think you can improve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're certainly where we want to be now. There are a couple games that's like, I wish we could have.
Yeah, you'd like to be undefeated,
you know,
at the top of the standings.
Or maybe one or two more wins. Sure. No coach is ever going to admit that they're happy. But all in all, I am pleased with where we are. But there's a lot of opportunity in front of us for this last month to get better as a basketball team. I think defensively, our identity has been forged. I think that's something that we can continue to lean into. But we have a long way to go offensively to fulfill our potential, I believe. This is a group that can, without a doubt, shoot the basketball, But I think our decision-making in terms of getting a higher quality of shot, being a little bit more disciplined to make sure that we're getting the best possible opportunity to score, I think that that will go a long way in complementing our defense as we prepare to, you know, be playing our best basketball heading into March.
And it seems like you're doing that for big stretches, but there might be a 4 or 5 minute span where you kind of lose your way sometimes.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, we had, just think back to Saturday. We had a stretch in the first half where we didn't get any pressure on the rim. The referees were calling fouls and we didn't give them an opportunity to call fouls because, you know, we didn't fight the pressure. WT was really trying to be physical and jam things up. Well, if you don't go into that pressure or fight it, well, all you're going to do is just allow them to ramp it up even more. And so that's something that we have to continue to improve upon. I think also there's an art as a team to, is this a good shot? Yeah, it's good, but we could do better. And I think that that's something that players struggle with a lot. Because everybody, they need to have that confidence that we believe in them, that we want them staying aggressive. But back to, you know, the word that you use, sometimes that's reckless. If there's better, we need to try and get better. Or someone takes a good shot, we can turn a good shot into a great one by crashing the offensive glass and having good floor balance, you know, giving ourselves multiple opportunities at it. And so there are layers to becoming a better offensive team. And it's something that I just have to continue challenging them on a daily basis to improve upon.
Well, it's so much fun watching this team right now, and good luck on the road. I'm anxious to get back home because that's going to be a big homestand, but let's go out and beat Sol Ross in Western New Mexico this week. That's Justin Leslie, the head basketball coach here at Midwestern State. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. Be sure to check out Flow College to see the action this weekend and be at DL Ligon Coliseum for the next homestand when Permian Basin and Angelo State visit. I'm Pete Stein. So long.